The official Texas Countdown.
Here's Chuck Taylor with this week's featured artist.
Jonathan Tyler is my guest this week on the official Texas Countdown. The new CD is called Holy Smokes. Jonathan, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Chuck.
Now, I know you're a fan of analog recordings and vinyl. So when you recorded Holy Smokes, was it analog or was it digital?
We did both. I mean, I'm not one to say that analog is like the only way to go. I think digital's cool too. Yeah. But there's some techniques that happen when you record analog that I think kind of help, because when you have tape, you're literally running this reel of tape, which is like just like if you're using Scotch tape or something, you pull off this piece and it prints the information on there. Well, if you say your drummer messes up, they actually have to go in and cut the tape with a pair of scissors and then cut out the part that was mistake and like tape the two pieces together. Or you have to be sitting there on the machine, like punch it in right at the right spot. So basically I say all that to say, if you're using tape, you have to play the entire song from the beginning to the end without any mistakes, no edits.
After debuting last week at number 20, that's Bart Crow, up two this week to number 18, Life Comes At You Fast. That's from his forthcoming album, The Parade. I'm Chuck Taylor. We're counting down the top 20 songs in Texas music on the official Texas Countdown, up right now to number 17 with Matt Hillier, who slips from number 16 last week with If These Old Bones Could Talk.
If these old bones could talk, they'd say we came from Waco, Texas. It was a different time, different kind of game. Cadillac green marblette that aged slightly yellowed, and the boxes torn and tattered, but the memories still remain. Hickory smoke above and an old dog on the floor. A piece of chalk on a black slate tabletop for keeping score. Old friends and stories of the places and the ones they love. Oh, the secrets they'd unlock if these old bones could talk. First time these bones left the box, a young boy built a castle, set them down just to watch the kingdom fall. First time that the boy left home, he took those same bones with him when he went to fight for freedom on the day his country called. Halfway around the world with dominoes stored in his gear, he knew a game of 42 where friends could wash away the fear. Old friends and stories of places and the ones they love. Oh, the secrets they'd unlock if these old bones were told. Next to a picture full of uniforms in the center of a mantle, a young boy asked his father, "Daddy, what's inside this box?" He said, "Now these are dominoes, my son, and it's time for you to have them. Feel free to build a castle with your brand new building blocks. There may not be instructions that can tell you how to play, but if these old bones could talk, I can tell you what they'd say about old friends and stories of places and the ones they love. Oh, the secrets they'd unlock if these old bones could talk. They tell about old friends and stories of places and the ones they love. Oh, the secrets they'd unlock if these old bones could talk. They'd say we came from Waco, Texas, and though the players may be different, the game remains the same."
Down to number 17 this week, that's Matt Hillier, If These Old Bones Could Talk. I'm Chuck Taylor. You're listening to the official Texas Countdown.
The official Texas Countdown.